This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, darn it. I knew it.
What'd you know?
Nice save, though.
I didn't know it.
Did you know it?
I didn't know it. I knew it right when I looked up at it. I went, I need to change that to manual.
I love her so much.
Oh, I know.
Don't her. You just want to marry her?
I don't want to marry her, but I did very much enjoy meeting her. And by her, we were talking about the artist named Her, H-E-R.
That just played, right?
Yeah, she was in last week, and we got to spend a half hour with her, and she sang us a song, and
so nice.
Just killed it.
The whole time, I was just smitten. Yeah. Just want to marry her up.
Mm-hmm.
That's you know, adorable. Now that I'm the Marian type.
Yeah, you're the Marian type.
Marrying all the people.
You will marry.
You will have kids. Not necessarily in that order.
I mean, okay. Why stop at one, right?
Right. Why stop at two?
Right.
That's just her and a guitar.
Yeah.
So good.
The record rep that was here, Cheryl, she was crying. I looked by and I'm like, girl, you're crying? It's so beautiful. I'm like, yes, it is. You're going to make me cry.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys, speaking of crying, my brother goes yesterday. He listens in the 7 o'clock hour. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
When we were playing, we played the Florence and the Machine version of the
Jenny,
the of Outlands,
I don't know the
or
rest
whatever
of
it was.
The title.
Something from Westeros, whatever, from Game of Thrones. So,
Jenny of Oldstone.
There it is,
yeah,
Jenny
of Oldstone.
So we played the Florence and the Machine version of it, and then we went back and played the actual a cappella version that Pod did during the show. My brother goes that he started crying when he was listening to the Florence and the Machine version. And then he goes, I was just getting it back together. And then you start playing the Pod version and I just burst into tears again. I'm like, wow.
Is he a crier too?
He's a crier. Yeah. Everybody in my family's a crier.
He's told me that he cries.
For no reason. When he's mad, he's like me. Gets mad, starts crying. Mm.
There's reasons. He said when he sees someone in the military, balls.
Yeah.
Immediately.
He like loves soldiers.
And, right.
Yeah. I could see that.
Well, he was in the military for a while, so.
Oh, I didn't know
he
that.
He served?
He did.
What branch?
He did. He was in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, it's funny, because back in the olden days.
He was?
Yeah. Well, he went to, I don't know if Embry-Riddle is, it's an aeronautical university, and he was in the reserves there, but then he went and served at some fort, like I think in Texas or something.
Really?
And then when Hurricane Andrew happened, he got called up again, and he went and helped out there. Years ago.
I was talking to him all about this, and he never said that
he just loves soldiers. He's
right.
All about it. Like, he loves all the branches of the military, and he just loves that whole thing. I forget what I was going to say.
So the crying part.
Oh, yeah. So I guess he's, you know, there's no crying in war.
What a tear boy.
But in life, I know.
Well, did he cry when you told him that Scott wants him to open up for him?
Oh, I didn't tell him that.
Oh.
Why not?
Did you hear that, John?
What a holdout you are.
I wasn't trying to hold out.
It's hopes and dreams.
I forgot all about it, really. Because I know my brother, he's like, I think there's a part of him that wishes he could be a stand-up comedian, but he's just like a ball of anxiety when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah,
like
but
he
has a new life. He's left behind the old life.
He should
John,
just try
get
and...
10 minutes together. Next time Scott comes back, you're opening up for him.
That's right.
You could do it, John. It is an option.
You can do it.
I just don't want him to, you know, I know how I am when I have some dumb little thing
when
to do and I totally stress on it for, and I think he'd be worse. Like, he'd, you know, he's always thought that he would love to do it. Like, he loves comedy. All he cares about is being funny all the time. And he is most of the time.
Yeah.
Solid
well, he's got
79%.
Six months,
right, I guess. There you go, John. Now you know. Okay, let's see. Celebrity Trash brought to you by The Organic Coup. Come by The Coup today, April 24th, for their BOGO in San Francisco or Oakland. Stop by, bring a friend for a buy one, get one free sandwich or wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Avengers Endgame. We've been talking about it nonstop.
Speaking of crying, man, that was a tearjerker.
You cried?
During
Avengers?
I know. I'm like, Avengers, I cannot cry during this.
Well, the actors said that they cried, right?
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth said he cried six times.
But they're narcissistic and good looking, so of course they're crying over their own performance.
Right. But look at me. Look at me up there.
Oh, I'm so good. Oh, God, how did I get so good?
I had Nita's sister sitting next to me because I brought her as my guest. And I'm like, oh, man. Scratching my face.
She was crying too?
No, she doesn't. She's like Nita. They don't cry. They don't laugh. They go, stoic. This is so sad. Oh, my God. Oh, that's
she goes,
so funny.
Yeah. Anita will go, oh, that's so funny. Like stone yeah. face. That's so funny.
That's funny.
And you're like, does she really think it's funny or is she just... Is that actually bitchy?
But yeah, Avengers, tearjerker. So yeah. Prepare yourself.
Well, prepare yourself. If you're calling number 9, you're going to get to go see this incredible tearjerker that's in theaters everywhere starting Thursday night at midnight. April 26th is the big opening day. A pair of Fandango tickets to see Avengers Endgame for calling number 9, 800-400-3697. Jeopardy. A lot going on Jeopardy right now. Alex Trebek has, pancreatic cancer. He is fighting for it.
Yeah.
You know, contractually, he's obligated to be there, as he's so hilariously pointed out. But right now on Jeopardy, there's a dude winning he's, outpaced. Remember Ken Jennings? You know that the Ken Jennings run was 15 years ago?
15?
It's hard to believe.
But this guy's nowhere near that, even though, right?
He just crossed into $1 million.
But.
And it took him half the time. He's pretty great. His name is James Holzhauer. He won again last night, bringing his 14-day total to $1 million, little over $1 million. So he's just the second person to ever surpass $1 million. Ken Jennings won more than $2.5 million in 2004, but it took him 74 straight wins to get to that point. This guy's over $1 million in 14 wins.
That's what I was getting at. So I hadn't heard about the money part, but he's nowhere near the consecutive wins that Jennings had.
No, and but he may not win 74 straight, but he will probably pass the 2.5 mark unless somebody just comes in and takes him down. So he's got a strategy, which is, you know, it seems like a no-brainer, except that you've also got to be able to answer the questions. And I guess they say this guy's got some just like mad skills. Like even his ring-in skills are really, you know, when they jump on the buzzer.
Well, he calls himself a professional gambler.
He went and did an interview on NPR. So his strategy includes him jumping around between categories to throw his opponents off and being selectively aggressive like all good professional gamblers. He says, basically, you need to pick your spots and bet big when you identify them. That's basically my Jeopardy strategy in a nutshell. He starts at the bottom of the board, so he'll always start with a $1,000 or $2,000 question, because then he feels like he gets enough bank that if a daily double comes up, he has some money to bet on it. He has been leaving his competitors in the dust. Like, you know, I don't know what he won last night, but, you know, probably another $100,000 or something. And the other...
Wow.
Just incredible. So he basically goes to the bottom of the board so he can set up a bankroll to maximize his betting by getting to the more expensive options first. And obviously, it helps if you know every freaking answer. The thing is that he's got a great personality, too. Like, people really like him.
Are you watching?
I'm not, but okay. I've seen enough clips of this guy, like, because he's always doing shout-outs to his family. Like, the first night he beat the single-day winnings mark, he figured out mathematically how he could make it be $110,914 for 11/09/14, which is his daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
But there have been all kinds of little nuggets that he's thrown out there. He says, really, the only thing that matters to me in my life is my family. And he is just killing it on here. So he's saying, as he writes his answer down, he also writes a little note to his loved ones. So this guy, you know, it's... They actually say that the budget people for Jeopardy, they're like, uh-oh. This guy's running away with all our money. But, you know, it has to be... They can't care too much, right? They have to be like, yes, people are actually talking about Jeopardy for some reason other
PR
than...
you can't
that
purchase.
Alex Trebek is suffering right now. So they say he's got a strategy. It wouldn't work for everyone. Most people couldn't jump in at the $1,000 question and expect to get the answer right every time. But congratulations to James Holzhauer. He keeps on dominating. He's broken the game.
Good for him. I like to see people do well.
Vinny.
Yeah.
What number was Survivor last week on TV? In all the TV rankings.
Oh, first place.
No, oh. It wasn't. But, Vinny, it was fifth place.
Oh!
Which is great for okay. Survivor. It was beaten only by, let's see, NCIS was number one, Big Bang Theory, FBI on CBS, 60 Minutes, and then Survivor. The Voice it beat, American Idol it beat, the Motown 60 Grammy Celebration.
Fifth is only good when we're talking about Survivor, though,
yes.
Right? I mean, we don't want to be fifth.
No. We don't want to be fifth, but we want Survivor to be in the top 10 so that they never, never, never cancel it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I always look first to see where Survivor is when I get the TV ratings every week.
I'm trying to see when the finale is, not to hurry it for you guys.
Will you stop it? It's got to be weeks and weeks away.
So many weeks
end
away.
End of May, at least.
Long time.
Oh, okay.
When is it?
May 15th.
Oh.
All right.
That's only like 3 weeks from now.
Wednesday, May 15th.
Oh, yeah, we're
PM.
At May. It's so weird that spring break is right now because I do feel like summer's here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they're doing spring break, but isn't school going to get out any second?
Well,
it gets out early, in June, right?
Early June.
Late June.
Yeah.
You know, they start so early now, yeah. Back in August. So, yeah, probably early June. But everybody needs a break, Vin.
You're right.
Okay, this is just funny. I read this morning and just giggled to myself. Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles.
How's he doing?
He's great.
Good.
He's working on a stage play called Survivor, the Destiny's Child musical.
He shouldn't do it.
Listen to this press release. Featuring a masterful mix of music, dance, and beautiful imagery, Survivor, the Destiny's Child musical, promises complete transparency in dissecting the man who developed and navigated the careers of an iconic girl group, as well as the legacy of one of music's biggest superstars. That's right. This is a stage show about Matthew Knowles.
He shouldn't do it. I
well,
repeat.
He's doing it. He says, I want to pull back the curtain. I feel it's time to give the world an opportunity to hear, see, and feel the victories and failures I've had as a husband, father, and manager who risked everything in pursuit of fulfilling dreams, those of mine and others. Basically, they should call it Matthew Knowles the Musical. It's slated to premiere in Houston in 2020 and then heading to Broadway and ultimately taking over the world. Oh. We'll all know, finally, after all these years, the Matthew Knowles story.
So Houston, because that's where they're from, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a Jay-Z song, he says his girl's from Texas.
Mm. They are. I think they are from Houston, right?
Yeah.
So congratulations, Matthew, on getting it. That everyone cares deeply about you. And finally, we just heard a song from Korean boy band BTS, K-pop band. That's the one with Halsey, currently in the top 10 here. They have broken through big time here in the U.S., and it helps that they have a member who can speak a little English. And they can thank Ross, Rachel, and the rest of Friends for that.
Oh.
RM is the guy's name. He's the main English speaker in the band. He says he learned how to speak it from hip-hop and Friends. He says, my mom bought me the full series. I watched it several times. I just want to speak and listen and understand the musicians in America. I just want to say thank you, Mom.
Hmm.
Thanks, Mom. Dicka-dicka.
Came too fast. I was
It's a hard, fast clap to do.
Yeah.
Play again. Let's all turn to it.
Oh.
Everybody do it in your car. Told you it was gonna be this way.
I got it.
Yeah. Do it again. Let's do it one more time.
Right.
One more time.
Someone told me life was gonna be this way.
Oh, I feel good. I hurt my hands. Oh, good one.
Dumb.
For real. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Tragedy in Sunnyvale. Mm. Also, great news for the Embarcadero.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to our hump day programming. can visit RadioAlice.com for all the info you need on everything, including the ANN, which is happening right now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. It's how you listen to this show.
Right. It's not RadioAlice.com. It's an app called Radio.com.
Right. And then you listen to this show.
Yep. Only this show.
That's the most important part of the Radio.com
yes.
app.
Is anywhere you are, you can have us.
For this show.
This show only. Well, this station. This show.
For this show.
Well, you know.
Try to listen to the words that I'm saying out of my mouth here.
Go with it, Sarah.
The Radio.com app.
It's all about Sarah and Vinny, and that's it.
To this show.
Rip the knob off. Of your phone.
Right. Here's what's happening. So the Sharks won in overtime last night.
Sharks.
It was incredible.
Wow.
We did a whole big thing last hour, so I'm just going to mention that it was a big deal as they were down when I went to bed and went farther down before a penalty put them up a player, and they came back big time.
Like four goals in a minute or some crazy thing.
Four power play goals in less than 5 minutes
Incredible.
In the third period. They rallied to take the lead, then won in overtime, 5-4. They move on. They play this Friday versus Colorado, and it's a home game, so we are in San Jose Friday night.
Whoa.
Also, we have a home game tonight for the Warriors. 7:30 tip time. They're up 3-1 in their series versus the Clippers, so
we could shut that down.
It would be a good time for them to win and take
it
a
would.
Little breaky poo.
Clippers, just forget all about the Sharks. Don't think about three to one comebacks.
We don't want no don't comebacks. Want
no comebacks for you
in the East Bay.
No,
none.
All our comebacks need to happen for our teams.
This story's awful. I read it this morning and thought, you got to be kidding
me.
Oh,
no, what is it?
8 pedestrians, including a 13-year-old, are hospitalized after a suspected speeding driver drove into them in Sunnyvale on purpose.
Oh, my God.
The crash was reported at 6:40 p.m. at the intersection of El Camino Real and Saratoga-Sunnyvale Road. They say they have the adult male in custody, and they're calling it an intentional act.
What's his deal?
I don't know what his deal is. Is that terrorism? Is that... What kind of weirdness is this that you just run into people who are out strolling around at 6:40 in the evening
right.
time? But it's awful. A driver deliberately drove into a group of 8 pedestrians. They are all receiving treatment.
Thank God none of them died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully
right.
due to the injuries. The news was reporting that they're bringing the FBI in.
Well, they would have to, right? Yeah. Like, what is
this guy's deal?
But
they're not naming his name yet.
I didn't see the name either.
Yeah.
The world.
This has been an ongoing story here in San Francisco. I thought it was worth giving you the conclusion as, well, maybe it's the conclusion as the fight may continue. But the San Francisco Port Commission voted Tuesday to approve the homeless navigation center along the Embarcadero here, where there'll be initially less than 200, but ultimately 200 beds for the city's homeless to seek shelter. The people in the area had fought it, and there were competing GoFundMe
right.
pages mm-hmm. set up. I think the people here locally... will continue to try and fight this as they feel like it's too big. And
as you pointed out, you know, navigation center, it's a shelter, and it's these people leave in the morning, hang around there all day, and go back in that night.
Right. So for the people who live around there, that's what...
That's could be problematic. Not that there aren't homeless people living all around there anyway.
Right. They get a 2-year lease with an option for a 2-year extension depending on how well it goes.
Mm.
So, something's being done.
To start, maybe it'll work out great.
I hope so.
Me too. Something needs to happen.
There's a 64-year-old guy from Salzburg, Austria, And 10.5 years ago, he broke out of prison.
Mm.
He escaped to Tenerife, which is part of the Canary Islands off the coast of West Africa.
All right.
They say it's got some of the most beautiful beaches in the world and draws tourists from everywhere.
The Canary Islands. So he gets out of jail and goes to paradise.
Goes to paradise, except it's not.
Whoa.
And that was the problem for this guy. On Saturday night, he showed up in Salzburg with two suitcases, walked up to a cop and said, "I'm a fugitive. I'm turning myself in."
Oh.
Police say he'd rather go back to jail because as nice as Tenerife is, it's not as nice as it used to be. And he felt like he'd lived there long enough. Huh. Too many tourists.
You're kidding me.
Too many.
You got to be kidding me.
Too many
tourists. Oh, this poor guy. Put me back in jail.
He was arrested and taken back to prison.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well,
do you?
No, I don't. But, you know, he's crazy, I'm sure. Like, okay, so leave the Canary Islands, dude. You've been out for 10 years. Just go find someplace else. Got to go back to jail?
Well, maybe he doesn't want to work.
Well, that could be it, Uzi.
Well, that is sometimes...
That's sometimes the way.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem I think some people have with the homeless shelters and things of that nature. Right. Is when you find people who are offered help and they say, "Nah, no."
Mm. Yeah, I'm out here beating the system. Listen, there's plenty of reasons people are homeless.
I understand. And we'll move on.
Mm.
A court just ruled it's unconstitutional for a parking officer to chalk your tires.
Why?
You've heard about this.
Yeah, sure.
You've seen this?
Absolutely. I've seen chalk on my tires.
Parking tickets are the worst.
I've wondered, though, if I leave someplace with chalk on my tire and I park somewhere else, and the chalk just happens to land in exactly the right place, is some other meter maid going to be like, "Oh, I just chalked this guy's tires, and they're still here"?
In what world do you think it's possible that you drove to a new spot and lined up the parking
chalk? Well, it's an infinite universe. Anything's possible.
Okay.
But I have thought that. Like, oh, that'd be bad. Better wipe that off.
Well, that's it. I mean, I think we've all, maybe everybody hasn't, but you definitely deal with it here in the city.
Yeah.
The parking and the marking the tires.
That's why I don't go anywhere. I'm like, I don't want to.
$72 for a ticket. You're out 1 minute for these meters out here. It's $72.
When's the last time you got a ticket?
Probably 2 months ago.
Oh.
I've had it all happen to me, including getting towed.
Mm. That's when you think your car's stolen. Oh, God.
Yeah.
My car's been stolen. Better call the police. I think you got towed, buddy.
Yeah. And then you got to find your way. You got to get a... At the time when I got towed, Uber was not a thing yet.
Yeah.
So it was grab a cab,
right.
Find my way to the place where they took my car, get in line, wait to pay them.
Have all your proper information
right.
that you need to give them.
Man,
it's a bummer.
It happened to me, if I remember correctly, like on a Friday. And I was like a late afternoon Friday. Uh-huh. And I was just like, oh my God.
Not on a Friday.
Want to go have fun.
And Vinny, if it's on a Friday and you can't get to the place, they charge you extra for the weekend, right?
Yeah.
It was a thing. It was a thing.
Got it.
Anyway, it is a racket. The worst part is when you're trying to shop and you're trying to go to a store here in town and you're just going, I just want to, okay, well, I don't need to go to Guitar Center. Bye.
Right.
I would have spent money at you guys, you know, but nah, bye.
Parking.
You can't.
No, I know.
I'm
telling you, it's why I just won't. I'm like, the first question, anytime anyone asks me to do anything, what's the parking like there?
Mm-hmm.
Just sucks.
And, you know, they took out two of the parking lots here.
Huh? They did?
Oh, they're building on the one in that corner, aren't they?
The one in the corner, and I think it's the same owner that owns it on the other side of the block. I forgot the name of the street. It's not front. It's the next one. But
it should almost be a law that the first three stories of every building in the world should be parking.
Anyway, back to the tire chalk. So a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati just ruled that when a parking officer puts chalk a mark on your tires, it violates your Fourth Amendment rights, which prohibit unreasonable searches and seizures.
Yeah.
The judge wrote, the city commences its search on vehicles that are parked legally. That car is not illegally parked when they mark your tire.
Right.
you've paid, mm-hmm. and you're doing all the right stuff.
Right.
And they're setting you up. I said that part. He didn't write that.
Yeah. But that's what it does seem like that. But I don't know how he does it under search and seizure.
The city commences its search on vehicles that are parked legally without probable cause or even so much as individualized suspicion of wrongdoing. The touchstone of the reasonableness standard. They made the ruling after a woman in Saginaw, Michigan, sued the city for violating her rights by chalking her tires. So now the suit goes back to the district court in Michigan. It may not be the end of chalking tires, but they may find a new way to bust you, probably by taking a photo, which it seems like if you get the right thing, you could have an infinite number of photos, right?
Right.
Like the photo cameras that are on stoplights, they don't ever seem to be like, out of service. Changing
well,
the film.
There's a,
you know what I mean? There's never a...
3 or 4 cities in the Bay Area have stopped using the red light cameras because it wasn't paying off for them.
Oh,
good.
It cost too much to service them.
Oh.
And they weren't making enough money in return. I know Redwood City is one of them.
Well,
oh.
People see that there's a camera, they stop running that light.
San Mateo
suddenly it's not profitable.
Seems to have a...
Well, you've got
I remember your photo.
I remember your lovely photo, yes.
Yeah. There's another good one in Capitola, right near the mall. Mm-hmm. And you watch it. It's on 41st. You watch that thing pop off all over the place. But you do know. Once you know, you know. You're like,
I'm not running that one.
I'm coming at that yellow, and I'm like,
yep. Sorry, buddy, behind me.
I still remember the series of photos we saw of Vinny running a red light.
Mm-hmm.
It was in San Mateo, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was right across from my house.
Some like 5-minute-long light. So he's behind the line and the thing is red. And then there he is in the intersection and the thing is red. Oh, boy. Not a lot of arguing that one.
No, I didn't have
a leg to stand on.
Anything to say to that other than, here's my money. Thank you so much.
So aggravating, though. Lights are awful.
Right. Well, that particular light. I live by a really janky light now, too.
Oh.
You know the ones where they're off-angled and they're weird, like, 5 ways?
Yes. You can't tell which direction it's for?
Yeah, it's so... Ah! Hate those kind of... And that's what that... Well, that one's not 5-way, but it had a weird another light behind it real close.
Is that where the... Whole Foods is now in the police station?
Yes, police station.
That whole area is really messed up.
That's where I got busted with
They redid that area, and it's still messed up.
I lived on the other side of that light.
Yeah.
Just right over there.
Mm-hmm. Just trying to get home, man.
Let me go.
How about a fast fact?
Fast fact.
Thank you
those.
So much.
Sure. Doing your sound effects
You're
for
so
you.
Wonderful.
Well, he's in there doing my... Ooh. Something for me, I guess. I don't know what.
We here at ANN appreciate your help.
Oh, well, the ANN is a very important part of my life, so I try to do my best for you.
Sarah, I've got a question for you.
Okay, give me a question. Is it a game?
It's kind of a game.
Bam, bam, ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba.
What is the opposite of anonymous?
Known? Declared? Named?
Give me $5!
Why, what is it?
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Oh,
I didn't know that was a word.
How cool. I'm going to give you $5.
No,
you don't. If you offer the game, you only offer a prize. You don't penalize the other person if they lose.
Well, give me something.
How about a kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiss this.
I did all I could.
The term for when
like
someone
that.
Puts their name on something is anonymous.
Anonymous. Well, now I know.
Now you do know. Brad Pitt's first starring role was in a movie called The Dark Side of the Sun.
Oh.
In 1988. It was an English language Yugoslavian film about an American who travels to the country looking for a cure to a rare skin disease.
Oh. Brad Pitt.
And then 2 minutes later, he was the hot boy in Gina...
Right.
Thelma and Louise. Oh, I thought that was his first one, yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely the breakthrough. I remember watching that going, who is that?
Top drink of water.
Kiss that.
You went rare?
Rare. Rare, rare.
That's pretty funny.
Well, I was younger then. Rare didn't look so bad on me at the time.
Wow. Now you just look like an old cougar.
Now I'm an old granny. Forget cougar. I cruised back by that 10 years ago.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Like what's older back. Than a saber tooth or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a saber tooth. Right.
That Her song always brings tears to my eyes. I love it so much. The tears are because I very much appreciate young talent.
Mm.
Yep. She is awesome. I'll let her know that you like her.
Oh, you talking to her later?
Yeah.
Mm. I hope Vinny got her squirter number when she was here.
Uh-huh.
He's got it right in his phone next to Norah Jones' number.
Get out of here.
Right.
You don't know.
You got it.
Thanks. Oh, 510 says, Cardi B, according to that song, tastes like horchata.
Horchata?
I don't know what that means.
I think we have heard that before. Uh-huh. Sweet milk.
Black.
To this texter, I'm going to forgive your oversight in not mentioning the rest of the show. My son Connor just got into Berkeley. I thought of Sarah. He's been listening. And the rest of us, we all have a child at Berkeley.
Oh, a child of the show is at Berkeley.
But congratulations for your son Connor. Hope he does great.
Oh, good.
I'm sure he will. Listen, if he got into Berkeley,
you know, there's
a hard little worker.
There was an article floating around, and I dismissed it because I just think it's stupid. But is it wrong for people to do their sort of school reveal? Is that braggy? Does that make you sort of dicky that you're like, I got into Berkeley?
No.
Yeah, it seems to me like, A, you're happy and proud.
Yeah. I don't see why you would be.
B, you worked your ass off.
Right.
I mean.
Well, plus, if you got into Harvard or something, I think, you know, that's you get a little bit of brag time. I got into Harvard.
Absolutely. Yay! I think it's great. You obviously worked hard for that. One of our, Gino, one of our listeners, his daughter got into several
Ivy Leaguers.
That I can't remember all the colleges, but he was on Facebook. I was like, "Oh my god, that's amazing!" So I think she ended up choosing Stanford.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Is that what it was?
Too.
That's great.
He was just telling me about her and at the birthday show.
Okay, yeah.
And
oh my god, he's so proud. Of course.
Oh yeah.
How could you not
raise
be?
Our kids up and they get in someplace good or or go to school at all? I don't care if they got into the local community college.
Sure.
Like, you know, this is what my kid's doing. Because one of my kids is going to do community college next year.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. Not a thing.
Especially the money savings.
Oh, my God. It's like free compared to other schools.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say to real schools because it is a real school. Listen.
I went to junior college.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and what's nice, too, is he has aspirations to go to this other place, a music school, and he's got to work up his whole audition thing, and he's going to get so much of his prerequisite stuff out that it's going to cost me a lot less to send him to there because he'll have satisfied a ton of the requirements.
Transfer over.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. I mean, he may not get in, but he's trying.
To the big music school.
Berklee College of Music in Boston. So I'll have a Berklee School that is not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, but he's a phenom.
He's really talented, but that's not, you know, you have to go through a whole process to get in there.
Who should we call?
I don't know. I'm working on a list. I'm going to call that Rick Singer guy.
Oh, God. How dare you?
Hilarious.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, you know Comic-Con, and I think I just was telling you the other day about some other new Comic-Con kind of thing, and now I got a brand new con. This one is super questionable.
Uh-oh.
But maybe we're long overdue for it. I don't know. I'll let you decide.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.